Welcome, everybody, to The World is a Mess, Steampunk It. This is episode 98. I'm your host, Steampunk Star Raisin. I am here in North Hollywood, California, USA. And you're here with my co-host, Daniel Bertison. He is in Bellwood, Ontario, Canada. And there's one major thing that's going to change today. As you can see, I've started with my logo screen. I'm probably going to improve the graphic over time, but I'm revamping this podcast, and it's going to have its own dedicated YouTube channel called The World is a Mess, Steampunk It. I'm also simplifying and shortening the title of the podcast from The World is a Mess, and I just want to steampunk it, to The World is a Mess, Steampunk It. So what do you think of the name change, Daniel?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
And it's not going to be, I'll send you a link on Skype. It's not going to be, I will no longer be uploading my podcast to my amberstreet.com YouTube channel. It'll be uploaded to the World is a Mess Steampunk at YouTube channel. I've already set up the YouTube channel. It just doesn't have any videos in it currently. And the reason for that was because this year at LA Comic Con, I got denied press. And I think part of it is, we got a little bit too personal on this podcast. You're talking about your problems and venting, and that shows up in my recent video feed, and it doesn't, my podcast, I'm lucky if I can get 25 views, and it's kind of interfering with what I normally do, which is cosplay journalism and comic book journalism. So I want to, you know, have it, I want this podcast to have its own dedicated YouTube channel separate from my cosplay and comic book journalism. So is that okay with you?
Sure thing, yeah.
Anyway, well, getting that out of the way, so what's on your mind, Daniel?
Okay, so they released a new photo for the set of Deadpool 3, and, like, okay, you saw the videos a couple days ago, right? Like, wait one second. Sabretooth is fighting Wolverine. It's really good. It's like, remember Tyler Mayne's version?
Yeah, of Wolverine? I saw some of the production video from that. Like, you know, Wolverine doesn't have any claws. I mean, Hugh Jackman has a suit, but doesn't have any claws. But he's swinging like he has claws because you could tell that they're going to add CGI in post production. And so It was interesting to see some of the raw production footage without the CGI added in, but it gave you a clue that apparently he's going to fight Sabretooth. Oh, spoiler warning, if you guys haven't seen some of the teasers and some of the leaked footage from Deadpool 3, but apparently he, at some point, decapitates Sabretooth and kills him.
Yeah, oh my god. Can I share the pictures on here, or will it be copied?
Yeah, you can. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, allow multiple participants to share. I've enabled your sharing privileges. Now let me. You know how to share? You got to click the share button.
Yeah, I know, but I just got to find the pictures first. I think I gave it. Wait. Well, I gotta find out. I think I gave it to Jacob, and oh yeah. All right, here's one. All right, I gotta find out how to share screen, and
you gotta select the window that you have open.
So you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw a video of this. I think the leak is intentional to build a pipe.
I mean,
do this to build a pipe. Yeah, he's swinging as if he has claws, but he doesn't have claws. And I think it's because they're going to add that in post-production.
Exactly. So you can tell this is recent because there's snow on the ground and It's December now. So this couldn't be before the strike because there was no snow.
Well, when I saw a shot that was more white out, it was like they were filming in an area that looks like snow, but it's
it was a desert.
It was a desert. It looked like snow, but it wasn't snow.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, and they may have dressed it up to look more like snow, but whatever. It's production photo, okay?
Yeah, so like what I'm thinking is the dead guy back here must be Toad. Toad, Ray Park plays Toad in the
Why
original
do
X-Men movies.
you assume that?
Well, because he's wearing the same clothes, the same pants, the same shoes, and his body is like all twisted in a weird way. And people are saying this is probably Toad because we did see Ray Park on the set. You know? And you know what? The weird thing is, he was driving in the Fantastic Four car. I mean,
Well,
yeah.
maybe Wolverine, maybe he's just taking a nap, and maybe Wolverine is just giving him a beer. He's like, "Hey, brother, have a beer, man. Have a beer on me, bub."
Yeah.
And maybe they're going to add the CGI beer can. Maybe they're not really fighting. Maybe he's just running in. And he's like, "Hey, have a beer on me, bub." And they're going to add the CGI beer can in his hand.
Yeah,
That's
but you
entirely
know what?
possible.
Possibly, but you know, everyone is saying this is probably the void, or no, the void at the end of time, like the TVA prune
Yeah,
Wolverine.
I mean the rumors are, and I think it'd be pretty cool if they tied it in with Loki season two, that this is going to involve the TVA, and this is going to explain how they're going to be using the Fox X-Men. And you know, the Fox X-Men have been around since the 2000 X-Men movie, and they never mentioned the Avengers. They never mentioned any of the universe of the MCU. And the Avengers, you would think if the X-Men took place in the same universe, the Avengers would have at least referenced the X-Men. And so
I
this is going
know.
to explain, well, this is a way, a neat way, plot-wise, to explain and the merging of the two universes. But the rumor is Deadpool is recruited by the TVA to eliminate all the time variants and all variant timelines, and so he's tasked with going in and killing off all the X-Men, but he apparently at some point changes his mind and joins up with Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, and apparently they're going to save the X-Men, and they're going to explain that's how they're going, and they're going to bring them into the one sacred timeline, and that's going to explain how the Marvel MCU gets integrated with the Fox universe. So I think that's a cool way to tidy it up. I'm actually amazed that Hugh Jackman is even coming back, because after Logan, Hugh Jackman had done an interview and he said, like, yeah, I've been doing Wolverine for the 17 years, and you know, I think it's time for me to retire the character and bring it on to somebody else. And so, you know, I was surprised. Ryan Reynolds must have gave him a convincing pitch, or I guess they paid him sufficiently well enough to bring him back as Wolverine. But I think it's cool that he's going to be wearing the classic Wolverine suit from like Hulk 181 in the comic books.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah, the only difference is he's got yellow sleeves. In the comic books, he had no sleeves.
Yeah,
His
I heard
arms
that
were,
Hugh Jackman.
yeah.
Oh, sorry. What?
His arms were exposed in the comic books. He had no sleeves. And also he's not wearing the mask either, but it's similar enough to the comic book that I think it follows the true core of the character, that you know, that you get the true vibe of the character in this movie adaptation of the comic book.
Yeah, I heard that Hugh Jackman has skin cancer. That's why they covered his arms up because
Where did
they
you
don't.
hear this?
I heard that on some website. I think they were talking about the movie, and they were saying Hugh Jackman has skin
Well,
cancer.
I like what I see so far. I think it looks pretty damn awesome.
What do you think about the Tyler Mane version of Sabretooth? Do you like him?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was kind of stupid. All he does, he's not intellectual at all. He just roars
Well,
and
we didn't
grunts.
really get to know him very well. He was a minor supporting character in the original X-Men
Yeah, but you know
trilogy.
what? Like the Liev Schreiber version in X-Men Origins 2009, X-Men Origins Wolverine was way more intellectual. He could talk, he could
Well, like I said,
express.
we never got to know this version very well because he was a minor supporting character. You know, he was working with Magneto, who was one of the henchmen in the background. You have any other
So yeah.
pictures, or can we move
And
on?
yeah, hold on.
Or can we stop
Stop
screen
sharing
sharing? Yeah.
and Let me see if I can. Okay. Oh yeah. Let's see. Share screen.
Got to select your window.
Look at that.
Yeah,
Womp,
I
womp,
saw a video ver I
womp.
saw a video version of this. Yeah, apparently he decapitates him, but it could be a time variant. Who knows? We don't know
But
the
I
full
think
details.
I'm thinking Deadpool was the one who did it. Wolverine is fighting
Well, Deadpool has
Sabretooth.
the samurai. He carries two samurai swords, so yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, it took like 24 years to finally kill this version of Sabretooth. And
How many
Deadpool
years?
24.
Okay.
Because this movie will come out in 2024, right? So
Yeah, I heard it's not coming out until like November of 2024 because the writer
I keep on,
strike delayed the release of it.
Well, I keep on seeing July 2024.
Okay. Do you have
But
any
I
other
think,
production photos? Or is that it?
yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Okay. Ryan Reynolds is kind of upset that some photos leaked. So what he did was he's kind of trolling people, and he look at this, look at this really dumb picture he posted. This is obviously fake. It's a fake photo. I mean, steampunk, look at this. You're gonna recognize his
Okay,
character.
okay.
You're gonna recognize his character.
Oh, wow, he's doing a crossover with Predator.
Like, what's the Predator doing in Deadpool 3? This is obviously fake. This is just to troll the
It
fans.
could be trolling the fans, misdirection. So, because he the whole thing is if everybody knows what the movie's already going to be about, they're going to be less inclined to see it. So, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Like, yeah, the Predator. And they're like talking to him and stuff. So it's kind of weird, and I'm like, when the first time I saw this, I was like, oh, cool, Predator crossover. But then I'm like, no, this is fake. This is so fake.
Who knows? Maybe that'll be put into like the post-credit scene where he's deleting threads of the multiverse.
Maybe. But oh my God, look, the 20th Century logo is behind them.
Okay. Cool.
It's like they're trashing 20th Century Fox or something.
Well, neato.
So yeah, and so yeah. What else do you want to talk about, buddy?
I mean, I could talk about my experiences at LA Comic Con. I went
Oh yeah.
December 1st through the 3rd, I went to LA Comic Con.
Oh yeah? No, you're so lucky.
But yeah, I had a blast. Some of the photos are on my Instagram. But Instagram really annoyed me. They've been only allowing me to upload like 10 photos per day. So I haven't even been able to log in. I need to upload more photos. I would have already uploaded more photos to my Instagram from LA Comic Con had they didn't restrict me. They detected unusual activity. It's like I'm not spamming, I just take a lot of photos. But see. Me go ahead and share screen. Okay, there's my Instagram. There's the Aquaman 2 in Lost Kingdom poster while I was waiting in line to get my badge. So I took a picture because I was at the convention area, and that's definitely there intentionally. And
Are you gonna go
then
see that movie?
I might, I don't know. I never saw the first one. I tried to watch the first Aquaman, And I thought the first 5 minutes were so stupid that I just didn't bother finishing it. I
I
probably
heard it was,
won't. I probably
I heard it
won't.
was really controversial. I heard they,
That's the
yeah.
Los Angeles Convention Center.
That's awesome.
That's the badge pickup. That's the Los Angeles Convention Center again. That's the line. I had to wait with my girlfriend 2.5 hours in line. And see. There was this dude. Can you see that? He's dressed up as an anime character. And there was this guy. He was dressed up as a Chinese character from the video game Fallout.
Oh, it looks like a
Amazon.
communist.
Yeah. And he had the Fallout riot shield with all the Fallout stickers. That was really cool. Really nice guy. And then this is the inside when we were going to pick up our badge. Here's all the lanyards. We had to all grab a lanyard. And then there's a picture of me with the 3-day pass. And then they had inside the convention center, they had the Heart LA sign, and there's a picture of my girlfriend. You've talked to Anne over the stream before. You know, Rock
Yeah.
Anne. That's my girlfriend. There's me and my girlfriend looking very socially awkward in front of the Heart LA sign. And then they had these creepy Gestapo-looking security dudes. They weren't police because they had said something security. They were moving so fast, I didn't have time to take a picture of the front of his uniform. But I asked him, I said, "Are you searching for drugs or bombs?" He's like, "I'm not allowed to disclose that." They were like very rude to me. And they were apparently searching for something under the vending machines with sniffing dogs. I'm not sure what they were looking for. But there's the first dude that I ran into in cosplay, Joker in a Santa suit. Oh, he even has a pistol. That's cute. And then do you see that abomination?
Yeah,
I
not
took
with
a
that.
picture of that. That's pretty funny. That's a guy dressed up as a Sailor Moon anime. That's a female character.
Yeah,
A
I love Sailor
dude.
Moon.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious.
Hey, it's a girl at Comic Con. That is so rare.
No, it's not. In these photos here, there's a girl right there in the background. Yeah, this dude was talking to me. Anime style portraits. He was trying to get me to buy a portrait. I was not interested. See, there's a couple right there that were both going. They were both dressed up in cosplay. You just don't get out, dude. That's what I'm explaining. And this is only a fraction, maybe one tenth of the photos. I haven't gotten around to uploading the rest. I'll probably try to upload some more. There was a really cute girl right there dressed up as Harley Quinn. Pretty cool, huh?
Man, I like that.
See, you could meet women like this if you went to Toronto Comic Con. You got to put your mind to it. Got to save money. Anything worth doing is usually expensive. But yeah, I had a blast. Apparently next year they're going to be holding Los Angeles Comic Con a little bit sooner. They moved it up to October. It's October 4th through the 6th instead of December. But according to Google, it's saying that we have about there's 123,000 people that attend LA Comic Con. I just got the 10-minute warning, so we only got 10 minutes. So I guess we could talk about, let's see, bring up live UA map. We'll have about 4 minutes to talk about Israel, and we can talk about Ukraine war. You want to do that?
Oh, sure thing. Oh, absolutely. Whoops.
What's this? What's this that you say?
I gave you the wrong one. Hold on.
The wrong one. What are you trying to send me?
I want to send you something cool, like the filming book
Nothing,
that.
nothing adult. I don't need adult
No,
stuff.
nothing adult. I'm just,
Okay.
it's just, oh, now I lost it.
Okay. Can you see the screen?
Oh, yeah.
This is the live UA map. This is a partially self-reporting. Some of this is from news reports. That gives you, it's not always 100% accurate, but it gives you a general scope of what's going on in the war. Like you click on this skull here. Let's see. So Israel Army says it's killed a Hamas commander. Here, Israeli forces surround a school housing thousands of displaced people in north of Gaza. There's some airstrikes going on right here. Let's see. Because they had a ceasefire, but then, after they exchanged some prisoners, the ceasefire was called off and Israel's r ramped up their attacks again. And Hamas has ramped up their counterattacks with missile strikes. They're claiming that they killed some Israeli soldiers in that area. But yeah, it is a mess in Palestine and Israel right now along the Gaza Strip. You also have a lot of fighting in the north along the Lebanese border with Hezbollah, which Hezbollah is allied with Hamas. So Israeli positions between Barnett Barracks and Matat settlement were targeted by guided missile fire from Lebanon. Okay.
Was this yesterday or today?
This is within the last 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Netanyahu and DM, I'm not sure what that means. DM Gallant visited the Northern Command base. Oh, defense minister. But yeah, so there's a lot of fighting in the north along the Lebanese border, and there's still fighting in the Gaza Strip, heavy bombing, bombardment, and fighting in the north and in the south. And the last I heard, there was like over 21,000 civilians killed. That's a lot.
Yikes. What, in the last day or two?
No, in the last since the last 2 months, since October 7th.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, but anyway, I don't know really what else to say. There's still, let's see what's going on here.
Are they still fighting in Ukraine?
Says 20 dead in Israeli bombing that targeted the family, the Habi family, and the Shabora camp and Rafah along the Gaza Strip. And then Egypt says it will never allow the Gaza Strip to be emptied of its residents. And then Iran said a foreign minister welcomed the decision by the UN Secretary General to invoke Article 99 of the UN Charter, urging the UNSC to act on the war in Gaza. Iranian official urged UNSC to decide immediately stopping Israeli attacks against Gaza. But yeah, we really need to do a ceasefire there. But yeah.
Yeah, I heard the ceasefire broke down a couple of days ago in order
it, it did it already has. It already has. So yeah. Let me stop sharing that. I'm gonna go back to the
I heard that when the ceasefire ended a few days ago, like a shitload of civilians were killed.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Hold on, I had a problem with. What is going on? Strange, it's not letting me bring up it's not letting me bring up the Ukraine map for some reason. Hold on, let me go to Al Jazeera. Okay, we only got 2 minutes 49 seconds. I got to wrap this up pretty quick. You see that? You see the map?
Yep.
You see the battle map?
Yep.
Live UA map is having issues loading the map for some reason, so I'm not able to see the battle map on there. So I decided to go to my backup map. But as you can see, the front line really hasn't changed that much. The war has stagnated into a stalemate. There's been heavy fighting in the Donetsk region, and heavy fighting along the Kherson region near the river there. But you have the Dnipro River, but there really hasn't been. There's been heavy casualties on both sides, and the war continues on. You know, and also I know that in Congress, they voted not to renew aid for Ukraine, which could be bad for Ukraine. The longer this war, Russia is going for the long mile. The longer this war, plays out, the more Ukraine runs out of manpower and supplies because they're already dependent on foreign aid just for survival. So I don't know what's going to happen once aid gets cut off. And also, Ukraine needs to try to decisively kick Russia out and win this war before the U.S. presidential elections of 2024. Because if the Republicans retake the White House, or if Trump retakes the White House, the Republicans, for whatever reason, they like Putin and they are against providing aid to the Ukrainians. So, you know, as political tides change and Ukraine may lose its aid or lose significant portion of its aid, it'll be more difficult for Ukraine to win the war in the long term. So it's hard to say what will happen in the next 2 years, but I can say for certain that it's definitely a stalemate. But we are out of time. So, yeah, not much has changed there. It's a stalemate. But thank you for joining me, Daniel. This has been The World is a Mess Steampunket, episode 98. You have a nice day, and I will see you 25 billion years. I will.